Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
So we began looking at, different shades of dysfunctional homes or different patterns of dysfunctionality that exist in families. And the first we checked was the pattern of abusive parents, either father or mother, or sometimes the both. And I said abuse here can be in three categories: sexual abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse. And each of these goes a very long way to affect many things about a child. Amen. They go a long way to affect a lot of things about. So today we're going to complete that. Then I'm going to get into the effect of this kind of dysfunctionality on children, or on individuals from the families where they exist. Then we're going to look at how to walk out without spot from this dysfunctionality. Then finally we will end in how not to repeat the pattern. Is that okay now? So I'm going to be a bit faster today. So I need you to be very much in tune with me. Is that okay now? So we talk about abuse. Number two, absent father or mother. Am I correct? Number three, single father or mother. And I said that God's design is for the both people to be present to really shape the life of the child the way God has ordained it. And we agreed that dysfunctionality is anything that is other than God's original design in the way things should function. Dysfunctionality is not necessarily until they are pulling fire in the house. As long as it is not according to biblical pattern, it is wrong. Is that okay now? So the reason why I'm teaching this is so that we can graduate from the intention to just get married and be happy to really having a home that is the hub of God's activity for the next generation. Is that okay now? And we need to touch these matters because they are largely neglected. I said some things, you know, sometimes people argue and all that. See, I know what I'm teaching. That's the stuff. I know what I'm teaching. Let me say this to you. In my journey through life, I got to certain point and I searched for certain messages, and I discovered that as vast as the body of Christ is, with all honesty and all humility, certain messages don't yet exist for certain kind of people. An average book you find on relationship approaches it from the assumption that these two people are coming from the right background, forgetting that the child who was abandoned in motherless baby home one day will want to bring a husband to a house and there is nowhere to go to. The one that the mother gave birth to, put in a poly bag, dropped beside the road, a good Samaritan came, picked the child, will one day think, who are those that will sit down as father and mother when I'm getting married? So we are not to be absent-minded from the realities the devil has created, so that we can, with this same gospel, go to the pit where people have find themselves and bring them out. Is that okay now? Bible says that can a mother forsake her sucking child? It looks like it can't happen. But is it happening now? And there's a gospel for such children too. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Very, very important. Alright? So we also look at number four. Number three, single father or mother. Number four, abusive guardian. These are individuals, maybe not really the parent, but people that were placed in charge of a child. And this abuse can also be in three categories: verbal, sexual, and emotional. Verbal, sexual, and emotional. Okay? And I said to you that most children that were defiled or almost defiled in their tender age, it happened in the house of families. Are you following what I'm saying there? I'm not against the idea of children going for holidays. But be sure that you have absolute trust in where the child is going to. You see, this, our modern day culture of trying to show that I'm busy, let the student just go. And it looks like we are beginning to replace television and phone with the real family conversations. I've said it again. In another 5-10 years, one of the leading causes of divorce will be mobile phones. In the sense that people can be in the same house, but they are not communicating. Everyone is lost in their own coven with people who don't send them. Do you understand what I'm saying here? And number five, we spoke about promiscuous father or mother. Somehow, gradually, the devil is introducing thoughts, ideologies that seem to be making it look like the original design for marriage is not attainable. Okay? And one boy somewhere believes that one of the signs that his wife honors him is that she must not check his mobile phone. We are now making, even in church, we now say it, that if you want to have peace, don't go through your husband's phone. What kind of man is that? Adam and Eve, were they both not naked and yet not ashamed? Marriage is 100% openness. So I started seeing things online. And sometimes I allow comments, okay? So that people by themselves can read and see what we are talking about. That if you tell men that many men would have lived longer and survived their predicament if only they allowed their wives help them. The wife knows the friend that you have that can kill you. She will try to warn you. But if you call her jealous and she try to tell you, in fact, your wife knows which of your family member you should avoid. Let me tell you, most men say, tell your wife you are going through this. Say, if you talk to your wife, one day she will use to abuse you. Women, you to pick that point. Don't win an argument to lose your home. Do you understand what I'm saying? Bishop T.D. Jakes said something. He said, always leave your opponent with their dignity. That is, the proof of maturity is that we have argued, but there are things I will not say because I know argument will pass. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I would rather keep quiet. The moment you use the things that your husband confided in you about to drag him before friends, how do you have somebody else you confide in apart from your husband and apart from your wife? At the end of the day, just both of you will be left. That's why, see, tomorrow. In fact, this one is a childhood trauma. I agree. I don't step into women hairdressing saloon. The kind of things they used to say there. You need to go with earphone. I'm telling you, I entered the wrong place. This one was talking about how her husband was making love to her. Before women whose husband is not satisfying.
What have we become? We just open our mouth, bam. You trust friends more than your wife, more than your husband. How?
And it looks like there are places where they give you orientation. That you don't tell women everything. From the get-go, they've already weakened the foundation of that family. And that's why I asked you. There are lessons to learn from Delilah. At least, a man can find comfort on her laps. You, sister, Holy Ghost, always burning like hot oil. When he tries to pillow his head on your leg, as couples, not relationship people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't say apostle said, bring your laps here. Timbamwe. As couples. He tries to pillow his leg, his head on your leg, on your laps. That's the time you know that leg, you want to shake it because the hand of God is on it. It was a sweetheart, put your leg. It's the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, call, you lack proper orientation. And there are couples who are not realistic with each other. Somebody has confided in you. This is going on. Have intellectual advice that meet with the person's depth. Go and learn it. How to communicate with people at their depth. A man, by wiring, will have three things to tell you. He will tell you the first, which is the simplest. He will watch the way you handle it. That is what determines whether he will tell you the remaining two. You want to be able to handle the depth of a man. Learn from his mother. It doesn't get too big. As he's saying it, come, relax. When he's done, your first statement should be, is that all? You see, when you respond to people's big issues with, is that all? You have watered down the trouble. Then he feels, okay, not really much. Then we can start from somewhere. Do you have advice and counsel that makes this man know, I don't need anyone else? And the brothers too, that they want to advise. The person whose esteem you have watered down through intimidation has no counsel for you. Every time she talks, you find something that is wrong with it. You compare her with your friends. Some of you even go as far as comparing your spouse with the ex. Say, and I'll have been happy if you can lose some weight. Have you seen Big Girl of late? Where are they manufacturing this kind of men? So she starts going to gym with stress. He'll be getting bigger. That's the fact. We just used to say, women, talk to your husband. There are men you can't talk to. On Igbo. Their name is Brother Kigbo Kigba. They've nailed the ears. He would rather go and lock himself somewhere. He will never talk to the wife. Men, what kind of orientation are you entering into marriage with? Can you trust this person with your life? Can you? When your wife tells you, Pastor, it looks like this girl likes you. Don't say, no. You are taking everything serious. You will fall. A woman does not need to spend 10 days to know 10 girls who love her husband. She will pick them. Because they are the same thing, so they know how to identify themselves. She will pick them. See the way down and look at my husband. Okay. Number one. Okay. She's not being jealous. She's guarding her territory. Ah.
Allow yourself to be protected. The problem with you is that you don't actually know you are fine. And you don't know that they want you to. And there are girls who don't mind that you are married. In fact, they like them married. So to think that the girl knows I'm married, and so it's a lie. Okay? Married woman that will chat with you, or you know, the girl that knows you are married, chat with you till 1 a.m. What is she looking for? You are saying she knows. She wants you like that. You say, hey, there's nothing there. There's not. And I've told you, the moment you start deleting chats from your wife, you have started adultery. Just them. So what can you chat about that is worthy of deleting? That's where the problem starts from. Secrecy. Hiding things from each other. In fact, somebody commented on my TikTok page and said that the mother of the husband told her that there's nothing wrong with the guy sleeping with other girls as long as he doesn't bring them home. Don't shout. Some of you came from homes like that. That's why we are re-educating ourselves. Is that okay now? Everything is wrong with it. Once you marry, and because this, I want to marry. No problem. Just know that as far as a woman is concerned, everything God designed for you to enjoy in a woman, He has placed it in your wife. Nobody else have anything to give you. Let me show you a scripture. If you don't want to learn, let me show you a scripture. Proverbs 5. Proverbs 5. This is God talking. That you may preserve discretion and your lips may keep knowledge. Yes. For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her step hold, lay hold on hell. Lest your heart, you ponder on the path of life, her ways are unstable, you don't know them. Therefore, hear me now, my children. Do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house. Lest you give your honor to others, and your ears to a cruel one. So hold on a minute. Let me explain this honor to others. When people now start sitting an elderly person down, they now say, what brought you to this small girl? People that you are old enough to give birth to now start slapping your head. Eh? Baba. Ah. Say, I will retain my honor. Say, I prefer the honor. I showed you. When David called Bathsheba, and she came to the palace for the first time, oh king, such an honor to be here. When he did what he wanted to do, she came back, oh David, where is the kingship stripped? Lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one. Yes, continue. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a foreigner, and you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed. Now, I shared a story with you of a lady that came. I went to preach in the north. I don't want to mention the state. And the lady came and she needed prayer to be healed. So I insisted, I want to know what you want to be healed of. Up from, pray with you. Then she said, actually, and this is not a way to stigmatize anyone, said actually she has HIV. So I said, okay, we're going to pray. But before we pray, are you in a relationship? She said yes. Okay, so let's pray. Sorry, please, hope you and this guy have not been sleeping with each other. She said, actually they have been. Olua. Okay, both of you need to repent. I'm going to, so and so pastor will call you, see him, be accountable, blah, blah. I said, sorry, please. Hope you and this guy are not having unprotected sex. That actually they are. Sister, I am not going to pray for you. You have killed somebody. In fact, he killed himself. When I requested for his Facebook account to go and check the guy up, he was a sexual purity advocate. Auntie, my brother. He said,
Lest you give, go back to verse 10 now. Go back to verse 10. Verse 10 says that, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel. That's why I want to beg you. I want to beg you. See, marriage is deep and is real. May you not marry the wrong person. Listen to what I'm saying. All this thing of, see, it's good. God wants early establishment. Marry right. So you don't ever wish you are single. Marry right. See, no matter what you feel as pressure, when you are not married and you want to be married, it is nothing compared to marrying the wrong person and wishing to be out. Own it. Don't try to say that because you want to make sense to anybody, so that they will also upload your own picture this year. Do you understand what I'm saying? You went to marry what you will marry. I'm not scaring anybody about marriage. If you married right, you will wish you had married earlier. But if you marry wrong, I don't know how to describe because I didn't marry wrong. So, that's the fact. Imagine pastoring this generation. You now get home, you can't sleep in peace. The devil is at home. You will have to be fasting every day. I don't know why you are laughing. I'm telling you the fact. Because not to be immoral is not about who you marry. It's a covenant between you and God in obedience to his word. Don't let me go there. Do you understand what I'm saying here? All right, so let me move fast. Number six, when you are from a home where you have emotionally absent father or mother, I think we touched this. Where they are present, but they are not in tune with the emotions of their children. What is going wrong? A teacher is already touching this girl in school. Each time the girl wants to talk, the mother is on WhatsApp. The father is busy. And I said, any job that takes away from your family has taken too much. It is not the detriment of God's blessing. Any job that takes away from your children, from your wife, has taken too much. Unless it is for the main time and you plan to reconnect. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Men, when you give your family money, you are not done. You need to give them your presence. Money is not enough. Because the assumption is that I provide for the house, there is money, you are not lacking, you wear clothes, the children's school fees is paid. What else do you want? Your presence, your attention, your leadership, your priesthood. You are still working with the 1920 definition of marriage. Then all a man needs to bring to the house is money, then shelter. An average young girl went to school now, is a graduate, working for her money. What else do you bring to the table apart from money and sex? What else? That's when you know whether you're a real man. Do you understand what I'm saying here? And there are people who are dating, who are sleeping with each other. That if you take sex from that equation, the guy is a fool. The only reason they are together is because they are messing up. So you marry him because he's satisfied. Let me say this to you. Let me bust your bubble. There's this thing people call sexual compatibility. That before you marry a person, I say, how can you use a tire without testing the tire? The brother is saying that. Sister too have accepted to be extra tire. The one they will test. You know, in Hausa, they say, Kagoda Shikaji, no problem. They will test it and see whether the tire is good. Then they are testing like six tire. You are just one out of many of those tires. Let me say this to you. Professional sexual couple, that is people in relationship, outside marriage, who were professional and they feel they are good with themselves, they are the amateurs in marriage. One of the top leading problems in marriage is that people who were sexually active now marry, they can't touch each other. Listen to what I'm saying. Sex outside marriage is not the same thing as sex in marriage. The one outside marriage is disobedience to God. The devil pumps it with energy. If you go through that lifestyle, the one that now honor God, you will not have it to offer.
So when we say honeymoon, what is actually left is moon. Many people have finished the honey. Is moon. Do you understand what I'm saying? Ask your neighbor. Hope they are not eating the honey. No, ask. I'm the one that says you ask. It's a serious teaching. Show one bear. I don't expect any. Look up. Hello. Hello. Are you with me? Am I still your pastor? Sometimes we wonder why there is no trust. Because the both of them know what they were doing. They know what they were doing. No, we don't like to talk about this matter, but it is the truth. So the guy said, I can't trust my wife. So if you travel to UK now, come back. So you can't trust her. Because he knew what they were what. He knew how they were sleeping to each other with each other, and they will come to church. And the girl is still kabashing. He's wondering. He's surprised. And sometimes the other way around. The girl knows what they just did. She comes to church. She's just like, oh God, have mercy. Oh Lord. And while she's doing that, the guy was already, Yendo kubaya, igukubunumunu. The girl is wondering. So when he comes back to the house when they are married, after a long trip, and he's yakababa, he says, ah, Mokoto, we don't know what he's doing. From experience. We don't like to talk about this issue, but they are the fact. Let me say this to you. One of Harvard research showed, a research from Harvard showed that couples who were not living together before marriage had more success rate in marriage than those who were already doing couples life. When you begin to live in sin, you drag your emotions on a journey that God did not design it to go. Two people are married, they are like prisoners, like roommates. They are not in tune. Do you understand what I'm saying? Tell your neighbor, be careful. Tell your neighbor again, be careful. Let me say this to you. It is not in marriage you have dysfunctional home first. It is dysfunctional singles that make dysfunctional marriages. Ani, emagbo. Ah, hold on. And guys, look up, look up. Let me talk to you. When you are dating somebody, understand, touching is a trap. Because the moment you start touching, you can't stop. And once you start touching, you stop talking. So what that means is that you are about to marry a person whose mentality you don't know. Because you did not give room for conversation. You are marrying each other as strangers. Every time you meet, do you understand what I'm saying? Instead of you to sit down, know it the way it is. So now you are married. He's talking one kind. You are surprised. You could have seen these things, but you were busy kissing. You will kiss so morning till afternoon. When you are done, she will go and boil noodles. You're already tying to well in your house. You have seen it. What is there to honor? No, let's talk about these things now. As my Buddha studied from university days, I pastored around campus for over close to a decade. So I know what I'm saying. A girl, the parents are calling her. Found a lecture, fine. I'm hearing from my room. I know. This is. She's going to the market to buy okra, buy a goosey. All of us we pass. Ah, yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, we're in part two, part three. They now leave you. You now say you want to commit suicide. Whose fault? Do you understand what I'm saying here? You people are tired. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am saying that once you start touching, pressing each other's bum, pressing each other's breast, you have initiated foolishness. Foolishness mode activated. Promax. Because you will no longer know each other. And that thing you are doing, when you are now married, you are tired. The girl is complaining. He's looking at me. He's not even touching me. He has touched what he will touch. Any other thing? She's even protesting. Get back. Tell the lady beside you, it is better covered. Oh, sorry.
Did she hear you? Because the brother, I want to marry a virgin. I want to marry a virgin. Who is this virgin then? Angels. So people gallivant around, enjoy from different clubs. Now say that. That's church, self-like church. I like the way the pastor is thinking. There are good girls there. Yes, you can actually get a good girl, actually. The one who didn't pray. She will reap what she didn't sow. But what is most likely going to happen is that somebody else also have left club who said there are good boys here. And because she has the asset you are looking for. Somehow, the law of seed and harvest will play out. But the law of seed and harvest is not 100%. I am saying that the one who is not praying, the harvest that is not your own, because of Oju Kokoro, six girls are fighting over him. I am the one who won. Let's leave that one. You now marry. What is his name? Mana. Mana means what is this? So you are wondering. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mana. This one didn't fall from heaven. No? It fell from where it fell from. I am saying that there are people that it takes somebody who have left God to marry them. That's the fact. And one of the, in fact, the most difficult job of a pastor is to advise a girl who is in love with a fool. Konigbo. In fact, they will laugh at you in their room. You won't believe what pastor will say. Say well, imagine what he say. Me that I'm about to leave their church. So pastors too are feeling that the best way to keep members is not to tell them the truth. Once we start asking you that this person you have brought, are you sure is God? Once we now call you again that this brother, are you sure you heard God? See, I'm trying to be as realistic with you as possible. Yeah. I'm trying to be as practical with you as possible. So we have parents who are emotionally absent. They are not in tune with the reality of their children. You have to repent from that. You have to do better. You have to be observant. You have to be touched with what touches them. Hebrews 4 verse 15 spoke about Jesus. That we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, seeing that he was in all point tempted like we are, but yet without what? Sin. Be touched. Because once you are emotionally distant, the children becomes open to those who can take advantage of them. Number 7. This is a very serious one. Serious example of dysfunctional home. Deviant father or mother. Deviant father or mother. Deviant. Let me give a proper dictionary assessment, meaning of the word deviant. Now, these are matters that we don't want to talk about, but they exist. So let me first give you the meaning, then I show you. So a deviant is someone who has a character that is a total deviation from societal standard. Total deviation from societal standard. A person who deviates from the norms of societal behavior. So it is possible that somebody has one of the parents in prison for smuggling, for killing, for robbery, for theft, for all those things. Or as a father who is a scammer. These are realities. Sometimes we are too far from these realities. I told you I went to a family. I was sent to take something from the son of the man. But when I got to the house, when I got to their parlor, I met the father, the mother, the children. That's two boys, one girl. They were wrapping weed to smoke. How can an entire family be smoking weed? These are realities. And sometimes when we don't touch these realities, people just feel, you see, all this church, they don't really have a message for us because they don't know we exist. Do you know what it is for a child to know, and it's a common knowledge among his friends, that the thief they were beating on the road the other side time is his dad, and he's still living in that neighborhood? That the person who went to break another person's shop is the dad. These are realities. Or maybe a child that knows that the dad is married, but he died on top of a small girl. They had to go and drag him out, carry the body out. The orientation of this child, how this child perceives life, how this child cope with life. What message do we have for people like this? Are we in touch with those realities? Are we aware they exist? These are issues. These are issues. Sometimes the child is even more well behaved than the parent. And you are wondering, what do they do in those kind of settings? The people who should say behave well are the ones misbehaving. The father has impregnated family members. They are doing DNA tests for you and your siblings. Only one belongs to your dad. How do you cope with life? How do we recover such people from trauma? And you see, there's an awakening. Something is happening in Nigeria. And it's unfortunately so. Almost every homes now, they want to start doing DNA tests and checking. And statistics showed us that over 80% of cases show that the children don't belong to the men. What is happening? These are issues. Some children don't even have homes to go to. What they have is a house. I'm going to show you how to recover from this, step by step, practically. Is that okay now? Very important. There's a message for you. There's a message for you. The word of God is going to reach you in the midst of that situation. You can emerge totally different from that dysfunctionality. You can so emerge that nobody will believe what your background is, and you don't owe them explanation. In fact, if you have to talk about your background many times, it's a sign you're already failing. It becomes an excuse for the reason why you're not doing well. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Number 8. A child from a broken home. Father, mother separated. It's not God's design. I am not teaching this for you to begin to hold your parents' sin against them. No. I am teaching this for you to know that there is the word of God for you in the midst of that situation. Then how not to repeat it? Because part of the things you need never to repeat it is to forgive. The one you refuse to forgive is the one you likely look like. Do you understand what I'm saying? Very important. So this is not a revolution. So children will go back home and say, look at what you have done to my life. No, I will show you how to take responsibility for your outcomes. So you don't blame anybody for it. Do you understand what I'm saying here? The fact that you have a home where different on things that should not be heard has happened doesn't mean you use that as an excuse to begin to do things around. No, they could not believe that the Messiah will come from Nazareth, but God brought him from it, from that place, and he didn't look like the background. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So broken homes exist. For one reason or the other, there's been divorce, and one person has gone one way, the other person has gone the other way. The man has remarried. So this is what happens sometimes. Man and wife together. Can I have five people? Two men and two ladies? No, let me have neutral people from the church. Please come. Please come. You know, we spoke about courage. Yes, make it. Thank you. Thank you. Five. Thank you. Okay. I need two men, actually. Two. Then two ladies. Where are the ladies? Let's give them a bigger hand. Let's keep clapping. Okay, one more lady. One more. Thank you. Alright, so let's look at this scenario. Never forget this. Okay? Okay, let's do this. Juliet, come. So here is a man and a woman, married. Okay? The rest of you, go back a bit. Married, then something happened. They decide to go separate ways. Okay? Then over the years, this one went to marry another man, and then this one went to marry another woman. Okay? And then they have two children. These two have two children for each other. Okay? The mentality of this woman is that this is her home. The mentality of this man is that this is his home. Where do they belong to? When they go here, the man gives an impression, I'm not your father. Do what you do. God help them. He's even a good man, not to even sleep with them. This, when they come to this side, this woman say, hey, me and my husband. During holidays, mommy with her family, daddy with his family. Last option, maybe grandma. If grandma is still alive. They are going to get married. The fight. This one say, I'm not going to sit together with your mommy. This girl will be thinking for years, what kind of a man will I explain my family to and will accept me the way I am? These are issues. These are issues. So there are, so the whoever is the elder will now have to take responsibility for the younger one at a very early age. And if care is not taken, we'll have to do anything to survive with the younger one at a very early age. And these are issues. And there are also other cases where maybe the man said, okay, no, I'm not releasing my children. They are going to be with me. It's also a matter. Okay? Or the mother said, no, I'm going to take care of my children. They are also with me. This is also a matter. But it can never look like what God originally ordained. And I am saying, this women emancipation movement, I have quite some challenge with it. The challenge is, we are beginning to educate young girls that if any man stress you, get out. Our mothers stayed. I'm not saying stay with a man that will kill you. I will balance it. There are men to run away from, so that it is not your obituary picture. That will witness your children's wedding. There are men to run away from. Do you understand? With an angry man, don't go. When you have made the mistake, I told, there was a matter I settled. The woman observed, she and her husband had an argument at night. When the man had slept off, as the duvet opened, she noticed he carried a knife. She called me in the middle of the night, around 3 a.m., the reason I don't use to switch off my phone because I'm a pastor. There are emergencies. Around 3 a.m. Excuse me, is this an emergency? Say, yes, sir. I found this. What should I do? I say, we have two options. You either shout, neighbor, Ebamio, or lock yourself in the store till daybreak. Call people to be at the door before you open the door. Listen to what I'm saying. The church sometimes have encouraged people to stay with such men, and when they die, church still bury them. What kind of doctrine is that? We are not talking about those kind of issues. Those ones exist. There are people that if they marry, they will kill themselves. Like, this is not, they will stress, they will kill themselves. That thing will not stop till either of them dies. There's another kind of man that can kill the wife. That's a man given to neglect. The wife is in labor. Go to the hospital, I'll meet you. No. She's sick. It's not that serious. Why are you pretending? No, you saw it now. You know it was not responsible while you were dating. They called your attention to it. You shielded him. Now you will deal with it. And I'm sorry, I need to pause a bit and say this. The rate at which we are having visionless men in our society now is alarming. Boys who are so fine, you will have to date them to now know that there's fire on the mountain. They have no plan for job, no plan for work, no plan for school. They are not doing anything. They are not passionate about anything. They eat good food. They dress nice. Who is sponsoring all these things? The girls they are dating. Scattered around church now. Lazy bones. 9 a.m. Before all this love, check this person. Is he... Do you understand what I'm saying? Is he a visionary person? Saturday to my dad, Friday like mama. That's the Saturday that will be good. You know, people say Saturday is weekend to go and enjoy. It means if you are broke on Friday, forget about Saturday. Weekend is end. It has week to end. There's no weekend for you. That's the meaning of that proverb. The guy is not running towards anything, is not pursuing anything. We are not saying that he must have. See, people have seasons. He doesn't have yet, okay? But you know that this guy is hardworking. He will do everything. He's working on a system, trying to project here. Can they give me this job here? What can I do there? You know he's hardworking. When you wait for such a man for his light to shine, you are waiting well. There is the kind that when you are waiting in vain. Oh, this guy is prospect. He has prospect. That is, tomorrow is looking like it. Is we are seeing. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So I'm hopeful. See, listen to what I'm saying. And guys, don't be emotional about this. When a girl leaves you, it is not all the time because you don't have money. No. See, listen to what I'm saying. There are girls who are shabel. Those ones exist. We're not talking about those ones. We are talking. Do you hear what I'm saying? What vision are you running with? The way you know a guy, he doesn't have now. The way you will know he will have tomorrow is that he's pursuing. Even when you will see, he's telling you, so this is what I'm doing now. So I just applied this. I did this on Upwork. I did this. So if there's nothing, he's trying to teach. If teaching, the one that there's no job, nothing, they say, go and teach. He said, me, teach. Okay. So this there's this law that happens as this person's PA. Say, me, PA. Okay, this guy, the me bank. Let me tell you, don't wait. Go and buy books on how to be a breadwinner as a woman because you have started. You see, this thing we are laughing about now. When you live with a man who doesn't have vision, it will run you mad. Because a woman wants to help and the guy is not taking initiative, he can't move, he's not making any move, he's not saying anything. And usually such men, they will meet every situation with silence and they lie sex every time. Come Okay. what are you talking about? Food, no day else. This is when it's sex has energy. Yeah, it's like you are too naive for my teaching. I'm being honest with you. We don't like to say these things in church. If there will be good romance, money is the fuel. Do you understand what I'm saying? If there will be good romance, what is the fuel? Don't let anybody deceive you. If there's no money in the home, it will stress you. See, no problem. People have insulted me. I don't have a issue with it. People respond with emotions. What was he teaching them? Materialism. No. Say anything you want to say. You get what I'm saying? I'm married. I know what I'm saying. They say, all these things. Say you want to marry a girl. Go and check her. Give her 300 naira. Go and buy something to make soup. In this economy,
We are saying, listen to what I'm saying. If you truly love that girl, leave her. Set yourself on the path of vision first, so you don't mess up her life. A man that wakes up early in life to pursue women is going to struggle. Pursue vision. Is that okay now? Pursue vision. See, we are not saying have 1 billion now. No. See, sir, let me say this to you, and I'm going to tell you this. You may probably not hear a pastor say it publicly, but let me tell you this. When myself and my wife got married, my salary was 100,000. When I stood before my in-law and they asked me, what do you do? I said, I'm a pastor. Okay, you know, they are very polite and they are pastors too. You know, and they're like, okay, so tell me, and this. How are you going to be able to take care of our daughter? I said, by God's grace, I will. I know myself. From campus days, I've been taking responsibility for a roommate. How much more my wife? Go and put the before and what we have now. My wife is... Listen to what I'm saying. I know this vision, you can't suffer. One time I came to meet my wife. I said, babe, I prayed, woke up early in the morning around 4 a.m. I lost my peace. How can we be driving around and then we don't have any property to ourselves? I called my wife. I said, babe, you know what? I said, do you trust me? He said, yes. I said, are you sure you trust me? He said, yes. I said, allow me to sell our car. He said, okay. I said, give me, was it 1 month or 2 months? And watch. He said, I trust you. So I sold the car. Alright, when I sold the car, my wife was pregnant. So I sold the car. We had to be taking boats for Antinata and all that. I added some change to the car. Went to buy about 6 acres of land. Surveyed it. Did all the documentation. Began to sell per plot. In another 3 weeks, I've made over 300% of my capital. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Vision is that you know how to take something from level A to level B. Well thought out plan. Carrying your spouse along. You are a leader. As a man, you are a leader. A woman should not be telling you to be hardworking. You are a leader. As long as a woman is the one challenging you to be hardworking, you have failed. You have failed in leadership. We need to tell our boys some relationships should not exist because this guy is too lazy for a woman. You can say anything you like. You are the one that will live in it. The best we will do as pastors is to counsel you. I go back to my home. See me in the office for 10 minutes. Hey, this. You still carry your property and go. If I've married right or wrong, I still carry my property and go. Because when we are advising people, they think church wants to break their relationship. Break what? If you can't walk out on a man who doesn't have vision, your esteem is battered. Because you feel nobody else will marry you. Now there's silence. And there was silence in heaven. I'm not saying go and steal. I'm not saying go and do Yahoo. I'm saying even if it is teaching, let there be a sign that you are hardworking. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even if it is, see, at one point in my life, I taught in primary school and my salary was about 11,000. Because I went there with vision, I helped the school to start WAEC tutorial. You get what I'm saying now? And I was getting commission per class. In that same time, I started doing pure mathematics tutorial in the environment because I saw that they didn't have math teacher unless corpus come. So I'll go to different school today. I'll go there and teach mathematics class 2 hours, 50. Because I saw that there's poverty in the land. If I say pay at the end of the month, they will run away. 50 naira per class, enter. So I will give them an assignment that will make coming for the next class important. So that I can give my 50 naira again. Somebody will be at the door to collect 50 naira. Once I'm done with that, between 2 to 4, around 4:30, they've set up my Indomie stand. As a pastor, I will put apron on my neck and go to the stand beside the road where I will sell noodles till around to 10 at night. I did not die there. It only came to pass. Don't be too concerned about getting your hands dirty. Men should work. Don't marry a man who is not a leader. Is he leading you, or you are the one leading him? Is he refining you, or you are the one who is trying to refurbish him? These are things to check, because soon you'll be tired. Okay. Let's assume what I've said is not real. So, number 9. Coming from a home where you have an abusive stepmother or stepfather. Abusive. Emotional abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse. Either of them exist. Name calling, name tagging, words, all those things, they exist. Number 10, emotionally chaotic home. Fire on the mountain all the time. You are in your room, you've start, somebody has broken television, boom! Ah! We'll kill ourselves in this house! Ah! Mother has gone to carry spoon for soup. Father has gone to carry it on a stick. Hey! Children are the ones holding the parents. Every time, wahala. Siblings are always fighting. Ah, I'm going to kill you. Running with each other with knife. Well, do you like peace? You are not answering. See, if you will not be a peaceful woman, you will know before you marry. You look at the way you get angry, the way you respond, the way you know among your friends. Among your friends, when there is a matter, I'll tell you what I have to say. You keep to my mind. When you marry the guy, say, I love you. No. Ah, no. Love doesn't change people. You will still manifest the same thing. You got what I'm saying now? When there's an issue, you keep malice with your friend. I'm not going to talk to you. You will repeat it. The guy too, when he's angry, his hand is always shaking. His hand is shaking. Every time, he's shaking. He's coming close. It's not only ghost about to give his slap. See, that's how he is. He has fought with his friend. The blood on their neck, on their head. See, he's just like that. When you calm him, you're like, you're calming a bulldog. As you're calming him, he can bite you. Do you understand what I'm saying? That thing you are pampering, you are going to be the victim of it. Check, sir. Check. You hear that he and his friend, that's the issue. What if you love him? Squeeze the neck. He's not Undertaker. He's not in WWE. You say, actually, they provoked him. Hey, sister advocate. They provoked him. That's how he does when they provoke him. So you have to manage him like a pit bull. So nobody gets him. See, it's okay. When you look at what this person can do in their worst moment, what can he do when he's hungry? Find out. I'm not saying you should now go home and start looking for trouble. Do you understand? But don't ignore when opportunity presents itself. There's no way you and a person will date intelligently and there will be no moment of shaking. There will be. So you observe. What can he do? What can he not do? What can she do? What can she not do? From a relationship, she has started saying, Jada no lo e phone for me. If you don't know what that means, cut away from my phone. That's a literal word. Or you have some argument, they start saying, what the F? What? Hey! What the actual F? Ah! There are times that after you have settled your differences, you now go back to the attitude. I have forgiven you, but I am not going to go on with this relationship. I need answers to this. And when he starts slapping you, or she starts slapping you, because this slapping and beating is vice versa. Sister Tiger. When she... She has younger siblings. You too. He sees you as one of them. Say, come here. You are arguing. The girl you are dating, say, come here. And as she say, come here, she's looking at you too. I say, come here. Hey, Bami. And she seems to mean it. She stopped. You are talking. She say, I say, come. Look at that boy. Look at that girl. Can he beat you? Don't ask him. He will say no. She will say no. Ask yourself. The way he's looking. That thing is shaking. They're saying that's his nature. Or he's angry. He has called all your family members. He has called his mother. A boy who reports the wife to the mother is a baby. When you are done forgiving your spouse, your family member will hold it against your spouse. And last, families will hold their own. There is more misunderstanding. He has called parents and friends of the girl. He is spewing out the things he should not say. That's why I ask you, do you want to win argument or you want to win your home? They are saying, chaos. You came from a home where there was barely a week with full peace. That's a chaotic family. A week, if you have a week that there's no shouting, nothing, it will look like NEPA brought light for a week. You are wondering, let's off fridge, because this one that they left light for a week, anything can just blow. Do you understand what I'm saying? To tell you, that's what happens. If NEPA now should bring light for one full week, you by yourself, you start calling them off the light before you now take it for 2 months. Meaning that the way you were treated has reduced your expectation. That is exactly what happened in dysfunctional settings. The settings of the womb can reduce your expectation from a woman, from a man. That you now even have an abusive person, but you say it's okay. At least compared to where you are coming from. Do you understand that? So let's look at the things these things affect. I said number one on Tuesday, relationships. When you are from a background that is largely dysfunctional, it will affect the way you relate, the way you perceive people. It will affect your esteem, your confidence, and all those things. Number two, it affects your trust in people. It affects your trust in people. If anybody is kind, you are wondering why they are kind. Because life has not been kind to you. Do a social experiment. Put 500,000. Inside an envelope and take it to different places and say, take 500,000, I give you. You would have to know the person. The natural, the almost response you get from Nigerians is, no, I don't want blood money. And the person can even start 3 days dry. Why? Trust. Trust issues. Trust issues in the opposite sex. So when some men say that, don't trust women. Don't even, they are saying that about the woman they marry. What has affected that trust? The background. The background. Nollywood formed a major part of the background. They were busy watching how women were poisoning their husband. And it was becoming an ideology. They were telling themselves, Before I will eat any food by my wife, I will say, taste it. How do you perceive a woman? How do you perceive a man? Do you feel with this mentality you can trust your spouse? Are you ready to commit? 100% trust. 100% trust. What has affected your trust life? Dysfunctional settings can. It destroys it. It eats people up like cancer. And when there's no trust, you don't just have distrust, you have insecurity. Let me try and give you a vivid explanation. Let me use simple things you can understand. If a snake is passing and somebody mistakenly matched the snake by the tail, how will the snake respond? Strike the person with the poisonous the venom. And if the person is not treated, the person will what? Die. Where did you match the snake? The tail. Why did the snake kill the person? Because the snake is not sure what is coming next. Insecurity is what you have when you respond to small things with heavy issues. Because I don't know what you can do next. When you begin to kill an ant with sledgehammer, it's insecurity. Maybe mistakenly, he was trying to talk to you and he raised the voice. You don't raise your voice at me in this house. You don't, because you didn't hear him. You heard those people that used to raise their voice at you. Lack of trust will make you see those who have hurt you in your spouse. And you begin to respond to your spouse like you are responding to them. You will fight your spouse with the venom and the anger with which you wanted to respond to them. Many couples don't have issues one-on-one. The problem is that they are seeing those that have hurt them in each other. And the response is according to that. So sometimes you hear matter. Okay, what happened? This. How did this person respond? This. See, don't just jump and say you are a bad woman. You are a fool. No. That's why sometimes we don't deal with issues. Eh? What do you do? You need to now investigate. Tell me about your background. You listen. Then we now need to help this person get the orientation that background is gone. This person is a different person. See, there is no guarantee that your spouse will not behave like those who have hurt you in the past. There's no guarantee. But this person does not know them and is not trying to become them. He might need to be helped also. Do you get what I'm saying? But by the time you begin to respond without fear, you will create that situation exactly here. Trust. Number 3, effect of upbringing, functional background. Trust in God's love. The person finds it difficult to trust God's love. Now, this is a very serious matter. Many people don't believe that God forgives. Let me say this to you. Look up. I want to say something that is very, very strong. Many pastors are not leading. They have emotional trauma. Listen to what I'm saying. Faulty background does not just affect your family. It even affects even the church you pastor. It does. The reason why you see so a pastor has preached a message, you can call this person and say, there's a correction here. But you prefer to go online and shout. You can call yourself, what are the names we call ourselves? Custodian of this and that. It's because of the way you are raised. You were not raised where there is love. When that defect is there, you will perceive a calling around the defect. Check people who grew up in the midst of love. They know the gravity of dragging people. Sometimes it is the background, the environment, it is a hardship. We inflict pain to cause change because we are in pains. Do you understand what I'm saying here? That is what is happening. In fact, as a pastor, some members who have betrayed and hurt you, if you don't heal, you will see other innocent members in their shoe. and the church will become flow of hurt, of disloyalty, of pain, and all those things. It happens. It happens. See, let me say this to you. All these things we are saying happens in church. We complain, Nigeria, let the youth come to power. They should allow the youth. There are churches that they have killed and silenced their youth. The church will survive if they will give the young people a voice. The man who is the youth leader is 75. You are wondering, youth president is in the 60s. He cannot connect with the reality of the youth. So don't just blame Nigeria. Let's check inside our churches. In fact, the politics in Nigeria is learning compared to the politics in some churches. In fact, Nigeria still have better hope of imagine to have a young leader compared to some youth. Imagine in some churches. Go and check. People complain all these new churches. Why are they calling our members? Because there is a disconnect. Let me just leave that. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Have I stepped too far? If somebody should do something and I don't like it, it takes a lot of deadness in my soul to go on Facebook and begin to drag my friend that I can call and say, oh boy, that thing where you preach. And I still call one of my friends on Friday. I said, Baba, watch my back. If you ever see me preach anything that is against sound doctrine, call me. I will pull it down and apologize to the church. Let me tell you, all this, the reason why you stay under a pastor, everywhere is bitterness, anger. It is the home he came from. We are not agreeing that these things dovetail into ministry. It does. If a pastor was not brought up where there's love and he has not gone to learn the love of Christ, he's still going, he will be hurting people. He will be talking over people and cursing them. And they are seated. He's not feeling it because the heart is severed. It is still the effect of a faulty background. It is not just in families, it is in churches too. People can't dance, they are not happy. Anybody who lives are threatened with a curse, he will curse them. Check his family, it's the same thing. So don't just think it's about homes. It's about everything. It affects everything. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Oh yes, I just have to tell you that. When you actually look at a man of God, what you should perceive is the love of Christ. Well, how did we get people who are hard, hardened, they want to judge you? And you know, when I released the video about the fact that, and these are issues I've dealt with, maybe a girl on campus is living couple's life. Just shout, sinner will go to hell, just go to hellfire. The person knows. But they still find it difficult to go because there's no home to go to. We are saying, let's deal with this issue from that place. So people come to my Instagram and comment, you are justifying sin. Tell them that there's judgment for sinner. The person who is talking is masturbating. Is watching pornography. Is lying. The Pharisees wanted to stone that woman. This was the way Jesus responded to immorality. This was the way Jesus responded to it. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, I lead people, boys and girls. I deal with issues practically. I have seen times that some of my boys will come and tell me, Apostle, Moti share. Oh my, this girl came to greet me. We touch each other. Listen, I am glad that there's such liberty where there's no pretense. Many places that people said, hey, our church is only, you don't know what is going on. We are the ones counseling your members. Because they can trust us. I'm telling you the fact. I'm saying we are the ones counseling. Do you know many people? Let me leave this matter. We will deal with it. God knows our every sins. He will come to our level and he will bring us out. I was a DJ. I know you cannot imagine me as a DJ. But believe you, I'll be walking like this. All all the boys in my secondary school will be taking my hairstyle and everything. I was a bad, in fact, one time a boy was talking to a girl. The girl looked at him. The boy's name is Ezra. The girl shouted, "Lazarus, leave me alone," because she knew there's somebody behind the drum that is making the drum sound. It's Lazarus that is telling you all these things. The girl shouted by the, I said, "What is my role with the matter?" He's the one talking. Meanwhile, all the lies he's using, I'm the one that gave him. So the girl knew. What we have is Pharisee church. Anybody who have you, this, we call this sister, she committed fornication, this. So we call the brother out and the sister on Sunday morning. We hereby suspend the both of you. Do they ever really come back? When you take people out of church, where are they going? Are we really ready for teachings in this line? In a social media world, people will capture their picture. Say they were suspended by church. The people who are saying, imagine, look at them. Those people to have their own home. Listen to what I'm saying. I have seen instances where few people I was leading got pregnant out of wedlock. What will I do? Kill them? Pursue them to show we are holy. Don't come to our church. Oh, so you have done it. This is wrong. This is bad. I will still name the child. Even if no pastor on earth will, I will. Let the one who is without sin cast the first stone. I'm not ready to throw anybody away because they made mistakes. If you think, you don't listen to what I'm saying. Let me tell you, I have people who used to follow me who are now rebelled. They will be cursing me and say all that. I will see everything. I say, see, come tomorrow. I only owe you one conversation. Do you see that you can take yourself far? Forgiveness is ready made. I'm saying this, so it is not something. Do you understand what I'm saying? It will not be to my account that somebody failed in life because I failed to forgive. Am I God? If you know that you have been forgiven much, you will give it. Parents, you have a child. Every parent prays that their child will marry, but this child has brought shame home. What do we do? Throw the child. Some children are better in their parents' house than to go and stay with that guy that impregnated her. We are not praying for predicament, but we are saying, let love rule. I have searched my heart. There is no human being that has hurt me that will need two conversations with me. And I say, I'll have to go and think about it. Some of you who are just starting ministry are also having that mentality. If anybody misbehaves, you call them out publicly and disgrace them. Let me share a story with you. Like I said, anybody can drag what I'm saying. There's no problem. Years back, there was a guy on campus who was a cultist. There were many, but they all gave their life to Christ through me. And he was dating a girl. They've been sleeping with each other. What do you expect? So he broke up the relationship. And in no distant time, he asked another girl out in church. And the girl gave him a no. And then went to another girl. And the girl now gave him a yes. So something happened. The church, I found out that the three girls were in church. It was in my presence. Bible study. The pastor came to the altar, described the case. Forget, this is a new convert. Said there's a guy in this church, described the case. He said publicly, let God off his light. Let the young man enter into darkness. He said, church, raise your voice and pray. Church began to pray. Ow! I stood there. I looked at the church with tears in my eyes. I looked at the young boy. He was looking at me eyeball to eyeball. I knew he was checking. So, this man, you are the one that showed me this part. Are you also praying? And I saw tears drop his eyes, and he sat down. They were loving each other much more among their cultist friends. You say, come to Jesus, and this is what you get. And before the church could say benediction, he was out. I never saw him again. Blocked everybody. The next time I would see him, they were bringing him from inside the gutter. He was drunk. We prefer that to show we are holy. When the Bible says that we have not an high priest who cannot be touched, the role of the Holy Ghost in our lives, does he condone sin? When you identify with people in their lowest moment, is that you condoning sin? It's like we have missed the doctrine of the Pharisees with the curriculum for pastors. When the message of a pastor is to search for sin, he will see sin and multiply sinners in the church. Every time he's preaching, some of you here, so, edify, build. So many people don't longer trust the love of God. They see God as one who is waiting for them to make a mistake and kill them. Even when God has forgiven them, they don't forgive themselves because they are not used to that. That I'm forgiving like that. They are not used to it. Number four, effect of coming from a dysfunctional background. Loss of interest in the subject of marriage or parenting, or lack of interest. Either of the both will pass. So people are no longer interested in marriage. You see the boys just say, let me just have baby mama beg. It's fear. It's the effect of what he saw growing up. He's afraid. He's finding difficult to trust a woman. He's scared. The girl is afraid. Why do you think many celebrities can't marry? Because they're afraid. Hope this person is not going to come and scatter my life and turn it upside down. Don't make celebrities your model of marriage. The Bible is the standard. Anybody who is not living by it can't be your model. That's the fact. People lose interest. Even in the subject of parenting, some just want to marry but no children. I'm not ready for all those stress. I'm not ready to make my child go through what I went through. So I beg, I'll just stay like this. And these are real issues. These are real issues. Loss of interest in parenting. Number five. The effect of dysfunctional background can affect your relationship with your children. If you don't heal, you can even injure them the more. So you have to heal. It can affect the way you perceive them. It can influence the way you talk to them. It can influence the way you see them. You may hate your daughter because of what your mom did to you. Hate your son because of what your dad did to you. And now you now give birth to the child and now look like him. That's trouble. So you have to heal. You have to heal. Number six, it can affect your self-perception. The way you perceive yourself. The way you perceive yourself. The way you perceive yourself. Genesis chapter number 3. Verse 9. Okay, let me go to verse 8. Genesis 3. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said to him, where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked,
and I hid myself. What was the next question God asked? Who told you? Now, listen. Listen. Your ears are more powerful in forming a perception than your eyes. You can have a child that is very beautiful, and yet he believes she's ugly because somebody said so repeatedly. Somebody called her too big, too short, tiny legs, tiny hand, long neck. All these names that can only be sponsored by demons that want to demoralize a person. So the way some people talk to young people is like they want to strip them of their esteem. And this usually happens when they're stepmother or stepfather. Talk in a very good way. Strip them out of all those things. Call them names. Ah, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will be the one to take care of your children. No? You will not die for another person to take your place. And there are stepfathers and stepmothers who are better than the real parent. That is also a factor. Let's consider that. That you can never even know. Pure. You go say, who told you that you are naked? This one is not that for you to believe it. Somebody said it. What you perceive yourself as, who told you? Who told you that you are not capable? Who told you that you are not smart? Who told you that you are not intelligent? Who told you you are too dull? Who told you? Whose report have you believed? Who told you? Who told you you can never get a husband? Who told you you can never get a wife? Who told you you will be a bad father or mother? Whose report are you believing? And these are factors. When self-perception is affected, people will go for people that they should never have gone for, but because that's the way they perceive themselves. Some of you, if only your eyes can be enlightened, you will break that relationship. And it's not pride. You just deserve better. Are you still with me? Self-perception, the way you see yourself. When the Israelites went to spy the land of Canaan, the Bible said they returned with an evil report. And they said, we are not going to be able to go to this land. Yeah, because we saw the Anakites there. Said, look at what they said. They said, we were like grasshoppers in our sight. So were we in their sight. You will believe people see you the way you see yourself. And when people have poor self-perception, you will respond to every word. Because it confirms your perception about you. If anybody comes to call me stupid, it's not my business. Because I know I am not stupid. If somebody says to me, are you mad? The answer is no. Not like, so you call me mad. Something within you believes. That's what informs the way you fight. You are overreacting because it's a confirmation. That's the reason. Look at it. We saw the giants, the descendants of the Anaks, right, that came from giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. So we were in their sight. No man will respect you if you don't respect yourself. No woman will if you don't respect yourself. Life is not designed to treat you better than you treat yourself. If I go to places, they serve me food and pour soup on the rice like sacrifice. I won't eat it. Because even me, I won't treat myself that way. And I will not treat anybody that way. You see, you can't honor me more than, you understand what I'm saying? I know my worth. So it is not going to meet people that will now, they will now treat you like a king and you are treating yourself like a peasant. What do you believe about yourself? And who told you that? What affected it? Some of you are afraid to do your masters because you feel you can never pass. It's fear. Let me share something with you. You know, I watched boxing and I did train as a boxer for a while. There was this fight. So I was watching a documentation about one of the boxers in Nigeria, Anthony Joshua. Let me mention the name. And they were talking about the fact that the guy we are seeing now is the guy who used to beat everybody before. What changed? Then somebody played a video and said he changed since the day he fought this guy. The guy's name is Klitschko. Some of you who know boxing know what I'm talking about. It's one of the best fights in the past 10 years. They took each other to the extreme end of their strength. They said when you get to such junction, you find it difficult to get there again. So the boxer becomes mentally defeated. So when he's fighting somebody else, he plays safe. Some of you are like that because your BSC punched you. I say, masters, not me. Is the truth. One of the signs that you already imagine is that the things you could not do before because of fear, it's time to dust them and say, I'm back. Is the truth. Particularly if you go to our federal universities, when they give you 6 years for 4 years course, so I don't have time to waste anymore. Meanwhile, you have much more to offer. Some of you will be profs. Or you have to pick yourself up again. Get back to the field. Some of you are first class material. That's, I've told you, check Nigerians who finish with 2 year. Go to America. Break the entire record of the school. Because our system here is lightly abusive. Do you understand what I'm saying? Lightly abusive. Before they will even check your chapter one of your project. And it's not like the lecturer is busy. Thank God we have lecturers here. It's not like the lecturer is too busy. It's just that it was abused. And we have now seen it as the normal thing to do to communicate abuse. That is what is happening in our schools. If these guys will go and lecture in America, they are attending to them on time. But here, you understand what I'm saying? Let me say something happened in an hospital in Abuja. They used to pay the staffs in dollars. Okay? When they had white guys as their HR, they were paying the staffs in dollars. The moment they got a Nigerian HR, she told them that it's too much. And that's how they converted to Naira. So in the same hospital, you are seeing a Turkish doctor taking $3,000, $4,000 per month. You are seeing a Nigerian doctor being paid $250,000. Why? When you are abused, you see it as a normal thing to communicate the same thing. That's what is happening. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Many of you need to get back to the ring and do the things you have said you are not going to do again. And get back and pick yourself up. You are important, you are smart, you are beautiful, you are handsome, you are courageous, you can sing. Let me say this to you. There's a guy now, he's one of Nigeria's top vocalists. He's my mentee. This guy, we were in the same church, he came in as a predite years back. He came in as a predite. When he did his choir auditioning, for the choir, the way he sang, the person who was it have said, you see, you can do any other thing in life, no music. Listen to what I'm saying. This is a popular guy, I don't want to mention his name. If this guy should sing now, why? He did not allow their words affect his identity. I don't know if you saw this video of Sumisola Baby when she went to sing yesterday. People were saying, we were talking that down. You must have the strength to arise above the storms of the stings of people of the words of men. You can no longer, that is when you will do it.
When our ministry started, some pastors gather. This church, you can't survive 6 months. We started as a Bible study group. Say, you cannot survive 6 months. You cannot. I went to go and pray. God said, stand up, go and eat suya. And go back to your room. It's not prayer. Just go forward. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Write it down. The things you concluded you cannot do. Listen. Don't let people manipulate you with their own insecurity. Nobody knows your journey like you. Own it now. Listen to what I'm saying. The things we are doing now that is bringing result. I was insulted from it, but I stood. You don't know me, oh. This pastor is calm, cool, collected. I am deep on the inside. I stood my ground. Nobody's word is keeping me on. It is the strength of what God has shown me. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Sometimes we're writing on social media, doing all those things. I will be insulted, dragged. Now we are seeing the result. It is showing. Some of you stopped singing, you stopped writing, you stopped praying, you stopped posting, you stopped doing many things. Some of you were everyone writers, but because two people were liking the post, you stopped. What you have said is that you are a slave to validation. It's time to break free. So write it down. The things you love to do, but you were shut down, that you are going to resume and do. Some of you have records you are going to break, but you have to get in the race to break those records. Is that clear now? Is that very clear now? Now get up like soldiers and say, I will not be afraid. Come on, say it loud and clear. Say it loud and clear. No one can shut me down. I know what I believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give God a big hand, everyone. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. What a great service we've had today. Have you been blessed? Are you sure you've been blessed? Let's give Jesus that big hand again. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.